From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Miller. China Xinhua News Agency reports that 15 people are confirmed dead in a landslide in southwestern China. About 1,000 workers with life-detecting instruments are searching for survivors. The news agency says that no new signs of life have been found. At 6 a.m. on Saturday morning, more than 120 people were buried by a landslide that caused huge rocks and a mass of earth to come crashing into their homes in the mountain village of Xinmo. Britain's government now says cladding samples from 34 high-rise apartment towers across the country have failed safety fire tests. Earlier on Saturday, officials had put the figure at tower blocks failing at 27, saying that they are located in cities from London to Manchester and Portsmouth. Urgent testing is being conducted on external siding panels of apartment blocks following the deadly June 14 blaze that engulfed the Grenfell Tower, killing at least 79 people. Flammable cladding was blamed for helping the fire spread so rapidly throughout the 24-story building. Officials in London, North London's Camden area have been evacuating hundreds of residents from four public housing blocks on Friday and Saturday after fire inspectors found issues with the building's cladding, gas pipe insulation, and fire doors. The Israeli Air Force launched a strike in Syria after several projectiles were fired out of the war-torn country into the Golan Heights region on Saturday. The air raid targeted two Syrian regime tanks in the northern part of Golan Heights. The military said no one was injured in the incident, but asked civilians to avoid the area surrounding the border with Syria. This is VOA News. A Pakistani army spokesman said Saturday the military has beefed up the monitoring of Pakistan's border with Afghanistan after insurgents carried out attacks Friday on three major Pakistani cities, Quetta, Parachinar, and Karachi. Major General Asif Ghafoor said the attacks have been traced back to rebel sanctuaries in Afghanistan. In addition, the Pakistani army said it conducted counterterrorism raids overnight in Peshawar, killing three terrorists and arresting 12 suspects. Officials in Pakistan said Saturday the death toll from the attacks in the three Pakistani cities rose to more than 80. European leaders met in Brussels have agreed for greater cooperation on defense and intelligence as the continent grapples with a series of terrorist attacks, but little progress has been made on other challenges. From London, VOA's Henry Ridgewell reports.
Security led the agenda for a summit of European leaders in Brussels. They agreed to greater cooperation in intelligence sharing and defense spending.
We are spending half of the military budget of the US, but our efficiency is 15%.
The EU is taking legal action against Hungary, Poland, and the Czech Republic for refusing to accept refugee quotas. Britain's exit from the bloc was also discussed. EU leaders described Prime Minister Theresa May's offer on the future rights of European citizens living in Britain as below expectations, signalling tough negotiations ahead. Henry Ridgewell for VOA News, London.
Saudi Interior Ministry spokesman General Mansour bin Turki told Arab media that his forces disrupted a terrorist plot to attack worshippers Friday in the vicinity of Mecca's Grand Mosque. Attempts by security forces to storm a terrorist lair prompted a man inside to blow himself up, causing part of the building to collapse. A boy nearby shared his experience.
We heard a very loud explosion. My brother said it may be fireworks, but my mother said no, it is something strange. Then I went outside and saw police cars, and then heard someone saying that there was a terrorist attack, and then many explosions took place.
Bin Turki says the suspects have ties to the Islamic State terrorist group, but no group has claimed responsibility for the blast. For intense and in-depth coverage, follow VOA News on social media. I'm Steve Miller in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.